It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It's a Friday today, and we are taking our last stab at our study this week of the will of God. And so right now we'll be talking about surrender and trust. And to give us some insights for the final time this week, we do have the good Elder Chisenga. Elder Abraham Chisenga, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much.
So we are discussing the importance of surrendering one's will to God and the trusting in His providence. Unveil the journey of profound significance. It's a journey marked by humility, faith, and willingness to release the grip of fear and anxiety. In surrendering to God, believers find not weakness, but strength, not resignation, but liberation. And that's how we're going to wrap up our conversation for today and for this week. Let's begin then, Dada, by asking, what does it mean for Christians to surrender their will to God's providence? And how is this concept rooted in Christian theology?
Okay, thank you so much for that question. Allow me to handle it from two perspectives. One, the first perspective is that there are times when that which we will is at variance with what the Lord wills for us pertaining a particular matter.
Right.
And when we find ourselves in such a situation, what is key at the end of the day is to understand who really God is. The understanding of God, to the effect that we are dealing with one who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. We are dealing with the one who is loving. We are dealing with the one who is wise. We are dealing with the one who does not work against us, but works in our favor. So in other words, as we consider this aspect, we are considering it from two perspectives. One, we are considering not only the ability of God, but the fact that God is one who is working in our favor. That in itself will lead us to take comfort in what God is able to do for us. Then the other aspect that I would like us to consider it from is that it is possible for a child of God to grow to a level where in our relationship with God, our very wills actually dissolve in the will of God. In other words, our wills are realigned perfectly in the line of God. And when that actually happens, I wish to believe that it is from that particular perspective that we see even from the psalmist, that is Psalm 37 verse 4, where it talks about us delighting in the Lord and He will do the desires of our hearts. And Jesus Christ in John 14, 13 and 14, where He talks about whatsoever that we'll ask in His name is going to do it. So when we get to that particular level, it's like our will is simply in sync with the will of God.
Okay. So can you provide examples from Scripture or Christian tradition that illustrate the importance of trusting in God's sovereignty?
I believe there is no better example over this one than what we find in the life of Christ.
Okay.
He is in the Garden of Gethsemane. That is as revealed in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39 and 34. Things are so hard. And he prays to God that if it is possible, let this cup pass away from him. But then he adds by saying, yet not my will, but your will. You and me look back at that particular experience. Imagine what could have happened if God had allowed things to prevail at that particular time from the perspective of which Christ was actually looking at them. Where could you and me actually be? Another example is that with regards to the life of Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9, we find him having an experience of what has been referred to as a thorn in his flesh. And at that particular time, Paul categorically states that he prayed three times. But yet the response of God with regards to that particular experience was that my grace is one that is sufficient for you. What is of encouragement for us is the reaction of Paul, where he talks about, then I will rejoice even in my weakness. So even when we find ourselves in such a situation where ultimately the will of God is not in sync with that which we would like to have, when God has his way, it is not for us to mourn and cry. We need to get to a level where we rejoice in what God is actually saying in that particular regard. The final one that I would like to refer to is what we have referred to in times past, and that is the experience of the three Hebrew boys.
Yeah.
They are threatened with being thrown into the fire. They have no doubt about God's ability to save them. But yet they respond in the face of Nebuchadnezzar to say that even if he does not, let it not be known to you, O king, that we will not worship your graven image. But finally, the beauty of that particular experience is that they are finally saved. But you know, in many instances, one of the reasons why I believe we are not so comfortable with committing things to the will of God, sometimes we tend to think that probably God might decide, not in a manner that we would like after all. But I believe it's all about attitude. When we have the correct attitude, even as we are presenting things before God, understanding that God is actually sovereign, he will definitely work in our favor. In other words, he will definitely work in the best way that things will work out even for us.
So how does surrendering control to God impact the process of discernment and decision-making for Christians?
One thing that I would like to say with regards to that important question that you have asked is that our inability to surrender to God's control somewhat in a way confines us to a certain limited position in life. In other words, as we look at a particular aspect and we are saying it is supposed to be this way, we'll think the solution is only A. But when we are able to open up to God's will, it kind of opens up a way for God to move upon our lives in a special way. And in fact, you actually discover that the solution that God is going to bring within our lives is one that will not be even as part of the alphabet. You just actually amaze us. And connecting it with the discussion that we actually had yesterday, simply put this way, when we are looking at situations, because we are finite, we are limited, we'll actually look at it from our little corner, from our perspective. But when we allow God's will to prevail, what God is looking at is looking at it from a bigger picture. And you actually discover that what God is going to do in that particular situation will not only take into account our current circumstances, but it will take into account the circumstances of different individuals that may be associated to us. So in other words, his way of looking at things far goes beyond that which impacts our personal lives.
What about faith? What role does faith play in the act of surrendering to God's will, particularly in moments of uncertainty and difficulty?
Beautiful. It's all about understanding who God is within our lives. It's about getting to know God on an intimate basis. As we have actually indicated, when you look at God, you're looking at God who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, who is more than able. Over and about being more than able, we are also talking about his willingness to act in our favor. And besides, Romans chapter 8, verse 32 says, if he could not withhold his son, how much along with him will he give us all things? So it's about understanding that even though things may become rough, even though things may become uncertain, we can still trust him that not only is he able to take care of our back, but he is willing to take care of us. So it's about getting to know God on a personal level, lifting our minds and our attentions from our current situation, right, and just looking at who God is within our lives.
Are there specific practices or disciplines within Christianity that help individuals cultivate trust and surrender in God's sovereignty?
Sure, there are quite a number, but allow me to just focus on two. The first one is cultivating an attitude of thanksgiving. What that basically means is that we just go back into our lives and try to look through how has God dealt with us in our lives. And probably not only within our lives, but how has he actually dealt with other people within their lives? Right. In fact, it is best practice, because as human beings, we are prone to forget, to even just open a book where we are able to chronicle our personal experiences with God that time and again we can continue to refer to. That in itself will actually cultivate an attitude of thanksgiving. The second aspect that I would like to speak into has to relate with praise. Praise is all about focusing on God, who actually God is. Now, the important thing with praise is simply this, that it has a way of magnifying God within our lives and a way of diminishing our problems and our current circumstances. Okay. Now, what that actually does is that our faith begins to grow. And that is what basically connects us with God. And so it is important, even when we go in prayer, sometimes it's just important to say, today I'm not going to ask God of anything. I'll just focus upon him. I will just praise him. It is amazing what that will do to our relationship with God. And finally, him coming through for us in the various aspects of life.
Final question for me, and then we'll conclude our conversation, Imdan. How do Christians reconcile the concept of surrender with the human desire for autonomy and self-determination?
An important one indeed. For this one, allow us to just get back to where we began from on Monday. And on Monday, we did allude to the fact that God is our creator and we are his creation. And he alone, as our creator, knows how he has actually wired us. And in wiring us, we are totally dependent upon him. In other words, a human being pursuing life aside from the life giver, is a pursuit in futility. In other words, you and me have been wired to simply commune with God. Mm. And so whenever a human being pursues independence, whenever a human being pursues autonomy, you will actually discover that one will move through life and then discover at the end of their life that what they have actually pursuing and wanting to achieve, they have not gotten there. Mm. In other words, put in another way, at some point in time, every one of us will come to a point where we will need to leave the face of this earth. And at that particular time, we will realize that much as we were pursuing several things in life, mm. there's only one important thing that actually matters.
Okay.
And that is our relationship with God. That's how we have been wired.
Huh. Okay. All right. It's been a very interesting journey with you, Mdala. It's been a very eye-opening journey, and I do appreciate you for taking your time to come and teach us step by step all these complex issues. Thank you very much. May God bless you, and may you have a blessed preparation day and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you very much, Mdala.
Amen, and God bless you too.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.